There was no rivalry, neither transparent or subtle, between the Ahlul Bayt and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They were well wishers for each other. They appreciated one another's contributions to Islam. They recognized each other's value and virtue, and owing to this, they narrated the virtue and the merits of each other. It is narrated in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu affirmed, and he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي لَقَرَابَةُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أَصِلَ مِنْ قَرَابَتِي. By the one in whose hands lies my life, maintaining ties with the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is even more beloved to me than maintaining my own family ties. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, honor Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by honor ye's Ahlul Bayt. Irqabu Muhammadan fi Ahli Baytihi. On the other hand, we read that it is narrated from Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiya, and he said, قُلْتُ لِأَبِي, I said to my father, Ali ibn Abi Talib, أَيُّ النَّاسِ خَيْرٌ, who is the best person after Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And Sayyidina Ali said, Abu Bakr. قُلْتُ ثُمَّ مَنْ, then who? He said, ثُمَّ عُمَر. And Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiya says that, then he said, Umar, and he says, وَخَشِيْتُ أَيَّقُولُ Uthman, قُلْتُ ثُمَّ أَنْتَ. So he says, I jumped the gun and I said, then it's you. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, مَا أَنَا إِلَّا رَجُلٌ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Then he said that, I'm only an ordinary Muslim. So this is the type of interaction that they enjoyed. Sheikh Ahmad Abdul Ghani al-Najwali al-Jamal has compiled a book title in which he says that Reflections of Love, the narration of the Sahaba and the Ahlul Bayt in praise of each other. And in this book he gathers 378 ahadith which the Sahaba narrate in favor of the Ahlul Bayt, and the Ahlul Bayt narrate in favor of the Sahaba. So this is a clear indication and a manifest proof of the mutual love and unity that they enjoyed. If we look at the marriage of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha to Sayyidina Ali, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the Sahaba radiallahu anhu witness to this blessed marriage with which pleased their hearts. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu mentions that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instructed and he said, call Abu Bakr, call Umar, call Uthman, call Abdurrahman ibn Auf, call Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, call Talha, call Zubair, and a few of the other Ansar radiallahu anhu for me. And then he called all of them, and when they came in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they sat in their respective places. Ali radiallahu anhu at that time was gone out on an errand for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recited the khutbah of Nikah and then said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed me to give Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha in marriage to Ali, and therefore I testify that I performed her Nikah to him in lieu of 400 mithqal of silver. After that he asked for a tray of dates to be brought and he said, eat. And hence the Sahaba said, Anas says, we began consuming the dates. And meanwhile Ali radiallahu anhu had returned from his errand, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon seeing them, smiled and said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed me to perform the nikah of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha to you in lieu of 400 mithqal. Do you consent? And Ali radiallahu anhu said, I consent, O Nabi of Allah. What a beautiful occasion it was. So this was Nabi Salim's consideration, how he called the Sahaba to be present at this time. Said Aisha radiallahu anha and others participated in decorating the home of Sayyidina Ali for his bride. And Sha'bi narrates from Masruq, who narrates from Aisha and Ummi Salama radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had instructed them to make preparation to send Sayyidina Fatima to Ali radiallahu anhu. And they mention, we plastered her matrimonial home with some soil which was bought from the valley of Batha, and then cleaned it. Thereafter we made two pillows by filling them with the bark of date palms, and then subsequent to that we prepared a sack of dates and raisins and provided sweet water, and lastly we plunged a long stick into the ground as to facilitate the hanging of the clothing and a leather bag. And she says that we did not witness a wedding better than that of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. When Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha fell ill, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu allowed his wife Sayyida Asma binti Umays radiallahu ta'ala anha to nurse her during her sickness that eventually led to her demise. And said Asma binti Umays was with her until she took her last breath. SubhanAllah, even the books of the Shias affirm this fact. We find, for example, Abu Ja'far al-Tusi narrates that Ali himself used to tend to her. Fatima and Asma binti Umais would assist him. She also actively participated in the ghusl and the shrouding of Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. So another point that should be remembered is that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu knew about the demise of Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anhu, as opposed to what the Shias want us to believe. They wish to create an impression that Sayyidina Fatima was buried at night, so that Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar did not come to know of her burial and did not attend it. That is not the reality. The reality is that something totally different. Her demise was known to Sayyidina Asma binti Umais, who must have informed her husband. Yes, she passed away after Maghrib and was buried the same night, as in the Islamic procedure to hasten the burial. However, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and other Sahaba were present at her burial and performed the Salatul Janazah. In fact, it is mentioned in the Hadith that it was none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr himself who led the Salatul Janazah, in according to the Islamic manner, practice of the Khalifa leading the Salatul Janazah. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu performed the Salatul Janazah on Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha with four takbirs. This is mentioned in the narration. And after the demise of Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu held the shoulder of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and put him forward to perform the Salatul Janazah. And he performed the Salah, after which Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha was buried at night. So we learn of the support of the Sahaba that they gave to the Ahlul Bayt in both times of prosperity and at times of adversity. Sayyidina Asma binti Umais was first married to Sayyidina Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, one of the members of the Ahlul Bayt, and the privilege of participating in both the hijras with her husband after the martyrdom of Sayyidina her husband at Muta. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wedded her, and after his demise, she got married to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, subhanAllah. And this is a glaring evidence of the harmonious relationship that they enjoyed, that Sayyidina Asma had a son from Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, whose name was Muhammad. And after she married Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Muhammad was nurtured and raised in the home of Sayyidina Ali. In fact, he had so much love for this child that he appointed him as the governor of Egypt during his khilafah. So this was the harmonious relationship that existed between the Ahlul Bayt and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu pledges allegiance to Sayyidina Abu Bakr after Sayyidina Abu Bakr assumed the Khilafah, as opposed to what the Shias claim. And much has been made primarily by the Rafida concerning the narration which describes of how both Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu delayed pledging allegiance to Sayyidina Abu Bakr. And almost all of those narrations, however, are not authentic. The one exception is a narration that was related by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, who said Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and Zubair and others who were with them stayed behind in the home of Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha. They were there for a reason. They were in charge of making preparation for the burial of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And their primary duties involved washing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wrapping him in a shroud. And this is information that is based not on merely on conjecture, but on a narration that was related by Salim ibn Ubaid radiallahu anhu. And according to that narration, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said to Sayyidina Ali and to the other members of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's household, that busy yourself with the burial preparation of your companion. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu then ordered them to wash Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak body. Nevertheless, it was a day after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise that Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam and Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu pledged their allegiance to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And it is reported in a number of books, and that in one of the books that it has been reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, that he says that when Sayyidina Abu Bakr climbed the pulpit and he looked at the faces of the people who were before him, and not finding Zubair bin Awam anywhere amongst the crowd, Sayyidina Abu Bakr called for him and he said, "When Zubair come," and a short while later, Abu Bakr said to him, "O cousin and helper of Nabi Allah, do you want to disunite the Muslims?" And Sayyidina Zubair said, "There's no blame upon you for what you say, O Khalif of Rasulullah, to which he stood up and he pledged allegiance to Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr then looked in the faces of the crowd, and not finding Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib anyway amongst them, he summoned them. And when Ali came after a short while, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, "O cousin of the Rasulullah, do you want to be the cause of disunity in the Ummah?" And Ali radiallahu anhu responded by saying, "There's no blame upon you for what you're saying, O Khalifa of Rasulullah." After which he stood up and he pledged allegiance to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So these are authentic narrations. The authenticity has been deemed, by a number of scholars of hadith. And this authentic narration was deemed so important by Imam Muslim Ibn al-Hajjaj, the compiler of the second most authentic hadith book, Sahih al-Muslim, that he went to his teacher, Imam Hafiz Muhammad ibn Ishaq, and asked him regarding it. And his ustad wrote that out the hadith for him and read it to him. And speaking figuratively, Imam Muslim said this hadith is worth a large camel, a badana. This hadith is something of great virtue. And Ibn Khuzaimah, who was his ustad of Imam Muslim, said that this hadith is not only equal to a badana, instead it's equal to a badana, Badara, which is a bag that contains 1,000 or 10,000 gold coins. In other words, this hadith is priceless treasure. So, commenting on Abu Sa'id's narration, Allama ibn Kathir rahimahullah said, the chain of narration is both authentic and correctly memorized. So, what does this put into perspective? It gives us, the perspective on the issue of the khilafah of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Ali pledging his allegiance to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, the harmonious relationship that existed between the Ahlul Bayt and the Sahaba, and many of the objections that people come across on the internet and which confuses them, then they are the one, these are the answers to those objections.